It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. We're all twisted up for the Red, White, and Blue Music Festival this weekend. Actually, it's today. If you're listening to me on Saturday morning, like most of you do.
And if you listen on Sunday, you missed it.
Right, yeah.
Sorry about your luck.
The podcast. Right.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for the smokiest show on the radio. Thanks you for joining them. We are all over the state. We are up in Big Rapids on WBRN. We're in Lansing on...
Go Dogs!
WJIM.
Right.
And we're so good, they play us twice.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the entire Twisted Network.
Yeah. So it's all good. But so, Bob, this week the pool was active. I had people over 4 out of the 5 nights. And so the grill was fired up. Lots and lots of different stuff that I made. But it was all good. It's that time of year, right? Kind of a holiday week. Everybody's business is a little bit slow and because a lot of people are off. So most of them showed up in my backyard, but it was good. It was really good.
Seagulls.
Right. Yeah. And easy cooking, right? I mean, when you don't know how many show up, it's dogs, burgers, brats, and chicken.
Right.
And I, again, the biggest fan of skinless, boneless chicken thighs. They grill up so well, and you can hit them with a little marinade for a half hour, and they'll suck it up pretty good and get you some great flavor. And so it was a good grilling weekend, just what it should be around the 4th of July and having all the fun that we did. But what about you? Did you do any good?
Well, I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking about my weekend, and we've got a party at the house today. Jordan's throwing his brother a birthday party and his buddy at the same time. So my pool will be totally full of young couples.
Right.
And, of course, the refrigerator's full of meat. I brought home some brisket and butts from the shop from Grillin' Guys Takeout. I had a little bit Thursday night of brisket left over and some pulled pork. So I cry-backed it, and that's sitting in the fridge for them, and a bunch of those beautiful schnitz buns and some bitchin' beans. They're all set, but they had – Jordan went and bought his wife went and bought a ton of food. I saw brats and all kinds of stuff in the fridge. So I got my grilling area done. I don't have the gas stove, the gas grill piped yet, but there's two big charcoal grills there they can use, and they'll be just fine.
Yeah. So what are you using to start your charcoal? I play around with that every time. I've got one of those canisters that's the chimney.
Chimney.
And that takes 15, 20 minutes to get her going. That doesn't work real good with lump for me. It works better with briquettes, and I don't cook with briquettes much. Seems like the lump is either if the powder falls through it or the big chunks create too much air. I don't know. Yeah, I have a lot better work with the chimney with the briquettes. I use those little paraffin squares.
Weber.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. Those work really well.
I use those, or I use Rutland makes a nice one that's kind of, I think it's like sawdust and paraffin.
Okay.
And then some of that charcoal you buy, like some of that Mexican charcoal, has these bags of sticks. We used to call them in the fireplace business. They sell them still. Basically, they're sticks with kerosene on them.
Right. Right. And I don't particularly care for those because...
No, they smell terrible.
Right.
But they burn up quite quickly, and I don't notice them in the charcoal. It's not like you're saturating the charcoal with lighter fluid.
Right.
So I use whatever's handy is the answer to that.
Yeah, right. But something that just basically gets you fire going, get those coals going, and then the people can cook on them.
But I think we're looking at really, for as far as today goes, I think we're looking at really good weather.
Right.
It's going to be gorgeous. I was checking out the weather here.
There's a song that goes like that. I was checking out the weather. But anyway, yeah, why it's important, one, it's the weekend. But two, we are out at the Berlin Raceway. There is no race, but there's going to be concerts.
It's going to be 82 and sunny.
Yeah.
It's already beautiful.
Right, exactly. Perfect day to come out and watch some concerts.
Yeah, so here's how it's going to go. You're going to look for our big red tent in the middle of the crowd, and smell the smoke. Look for
The hog.
We're going to have a big old hog smoker there.
Right. Yep. And it'll be fired up so that you all know right where we are. There'll be smoke everywhere. Now it won't be too bad, but we're going to fire that up.
Just smell for some of that Lowell hickory that you'll smell.
Right.
It's got a specific patina.
Yeah. So if you don't know what we're talking about, it's the Red, White, and Blue Festival. Jethro team here has put together a country concert today. It starts at 3 o'clock. Gates open at 2:00, starts at 3:00. They've got 6 bands out there. Conrad, the headliner, tell us her name again. I'm sorry.
24-year-old, beautiful, talented Mackenzie O'Brien from Nashville just signed a big record deal. She's going to be a star. She's made a big name for herself in Chicago. That's where we tracked her down, and she's going to end the day.
And I think you've got some of her music lined up to play for us in and out today. So
yeah, we'll play a little bit of that for you in the next break. Yeah,
that'll be nice.
Nice. So 6 bands starting at 3 o'clock, go all the way through till probably like 10 maybe.
And bring cash.
Right.
We're all addicted to cards, but I'm telling you, you go to these events like this, there are internet problems, there's Wi-Fi problems, there are problems with cell phone connectors that people are using for card readers and all this stuff. Bring cash. Make it easy on yourself. Flip your waiters and waitresses some nice cash tips. Don't stand there with a card and make them work so hard. It's a cash society, baby.
Right. So we're going to have a barbecue dinner for you out there for sale with the grilling guys. You won't miss us if you come to the concert. And we're going to have really yummy pulled pork sandwiches, fresh bakery on a fresh bakery roll.
Yeah.
We've got some bitchin' beans, and we got some killer
incredible coleslaw.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah. So,
but here's one thing also you got to have tonight. Today all day, actually.
Right.
You need a cowboy hat. Yeah. It's going to be sunny.
It's going to be sunny. Yeah.
And you don't want to be that goober with a tuxedo cap. You know, you don't want to look like Abe Lincoln or something.
That's my outfit. What are you?
Goober.
Conrad, are you who's emceeing this event?
Well, myself, Matt Monroe, who you guys know, and a legend in radio, not only in Michigan, but in Chicago, especially Kevin Matthews, has not made a public appearance in Michigan in 10 years.
Okay, this is it, huh?
This is it, man.
Brush the dust off old Kev, and here we come.
Kevin, gym shorts, and boy, I tell you, folks are excited, though, to have your pulled pork sammies out there. I've got some calls on that.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, too. We've got plenty. We're planning on feeding 1,000 of you, if not more, so make sure you show up, and we'll have all the barbecue you can eat.
Yeah, and don't forget your lawn chair, blanket, and all that, and tickets again right at the box office on your way in.
So. Right, and this is a sweet deal because it's $20 a person, and that includes your parking.
Right, and that's actually $25 today for you latecomers. But that includes your parking and entrance into the Berlin Fair. It's the final day. All that great fair food to go with the grilling guys.
Right.
Stuff.
Yep. We aren't making elephant ears, but I'm sure there's a bunch of elephants that can't hear anymore that are running around there.
And we heard that you're not bringing any alcohol, so we are having that for you.
Right. So yep, exactly. Well, that will be available for sale as well. So
can't have a country show without beer. It's a law.
Right. It is against the law. Absolutely. So, but anyway, come on out and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll hit this again later in the show. But it's going to be a great time. We've done a ton of planning, and now it's just about implementation. So we're going to make her happen for you guys later today, and we look forward to see you. Please stop by the Grilling Guys booth. Tell us that you heard us on Jethro or whatever station you're listening on. We'd just really like to know that because. We enjoy meeting our listeners tremendously, and Barbecue Bob and I will both be there, and we got a crew helping us out, so should be a really good time. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about this time of year. People have a lot of friends over, at least Bob and I do, so we're going to talk a little bit about how to feed a large group and some of the things you can do to make it easier on yourself when you do this, and predominantly it's preparation. So we're going to talk about that. But you listen to Grilling Guys on Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, this is Mackenzie O'Brien. This is my song Cowboy on Jethro FM.
Still time to get a cowboy. A cowboy.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on Jethro FM, Country with a Twist, and the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. That Mackenzie O'Brien, wow, she's got a great voice. Looking forward to seeing her tonight. She's our headliner at the event.
She's gorgeous. She's absolutely drop-dead, most beautiful woman you will ever see in your life.
I'll have to wear my sunglasses on.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to get caught gawking.
Right, yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, my wife's going to be there. I'm not sure yours is, so we'll make sure that I wear my glasses. I know that.
So we're just proving it this afternoon, but feeding a large group can be easier if you plan.
Right.
That's the whole deal. And that's the main reason I have Joppy as a partner here, because he's the planner. I'm the doer.
Right. That's truth. I'm a list guy. At this age, I can commit a few things to memory, but not everything that I do. So I think I started like Wednesday putting a list together, and I just had it up on the computer. And
I might have beat you then. I think I did mine Tuesday night at 11:33.
Well, yeah, that's the issue right there. But I kept mine up all week, and I'd walk by and think of something and put it on the list. And I don't know, there's 30, 40 items. But when you're feeding a large group of people, There's a lot of little things that can make a difference.
And you get into multitasking, too, if there's such a thing. But, I mean, you'll be doing something, and you'll walk by, like, I saw my power pack, and I grabbed it and threw it in the stack with the tent and all that stuff. And so it's a good idea to have the list, if for no other reason than to go back through it right before you're done to make sure you didn't miss something.
And there's a lot of crazy things on it. Yeah. You know, little things like we're going to be taking credit cards tonight, right? Well, we had one of those square readers, but it was the kind you had to hook to your phone and swipe the thing. Well, a lot of people have a tap card or one that you slide in the slot.
And you're holding a phone and trying to get this little thing in there. It's just awkward.
Right.
It was cool when it came out.
Right.
But let's face it, it's just old.
Right. So, but where I was going with that is one of the planning things is, well, that thing uses electricity. And it's got to be plugged into a USB port, and the USB port has to be plugged into a wire. And if we're not taking cash right on top of an outlet, I need extension cords, right? And I don't know, our setup out there, we're doing it right after the show here. Do I need 100 foot or 200 foot? So I threw a couple 100 footers in there. It's better to have more stuff than less, because that'll shut us down if we can't take credit cards during this gig. Now, you aren't going to do that at your house, but that's just one example of you got to think that stuff through, because there's three or four pieces of that I had to do in order to make sure that we didn't get shut down. And we, you know, if you can't pay with a credit card, you're not going to buy a lot of people. We'd like it to be all cash, right? That just solve that problem.
Well, that's why I said, and here's what I've noticed, like, especially for these events where you're in a temporary setup. I did the blessing of the bikes.
Right.
It was a heck of a deal trying to process credit cards up there.
Right.
Because there's so many people there all of a sudden that whatever you're running your bandwidth on, you know, it's just slowing everything down, and you're standing there waiting for somebody to get a stupid card read. You could whip a $10, $20 bill out in a heartbeat and be gone.
Right.
You're going to be buying beer. You're going to be buying all kinds of things. Get a bunch of tens. Throw them in your pocket, man.
Right.
Be the man.
Yep, exactly. The other thing is know your numbers. And
So people coming over to your house, I'm always about 20 to 25% more than what I think I need. And so if you've got five couples coming over, there's and you and your wife, there's a dozen of you in one of these parties that you're throwing. You know what? People are always good about bringing a small dish to pass, but generally it's the meats and the buns and the condiments and things that we're providing almost every time when people come over. And they'll bring a bag of chips or Doritos, or they might bring a fruit salad or something like that, which is all great. But you never know. The word gets out. Other people show up. Somebody brings a friend, which is cool, right? It's not a big deal at all. But I'm always on that. If you know your numbers and then go 20, 25% higher, stuff will keep. Or maybe the party drags out a little bit and they want to eat again. You know, we ate at 6 o'clock and people are there partying, having a good time, and maybe like 10 o'clock, they're kind of hungry again. So if I've got more stuff than I originally just for feeding one meal, it always just seems to work out better for me,
mm-hmm.
right? And Bob, you got with all the kids and all their friends, and that's impossible to know how many people are coming over, you know, because word travels.
We're always planning on more.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
We've got this one young friend, I won't say his name, but he had the amazing timing of showing up 5 minutes before dinner was on every weekend.
Yeah.
He's a big kid.
Yeah, right.
And we don't mind feeding him, but
right.
It's like, I want your dad to just send over a half a cow someday.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Because he sent over the guy that's eating the
he
half a
cow. He sent over
the
wolf. No, right. Send over one of the lambs.
Right, yeah. You know, that's the other thing is pick your proteins. And what we mean by that is what kind of meat are you going to serve? Because different proteins take different amounts of time to cook. And if you're trying to produce a meal at a certain time where everybody can eat, you know, don't put pork chops on next to the hot dogs, because the pork chop's going to take, you know, 20 minutes, and a hot dog is 5. So you just got to kind of plan that out.
You don't smoke your hot dogs?
I don't smoke my hot dogs. There are lots of people that smoke at my party, but they're not smoking hot dogs.
Oh, times have changed.
Right. But, you know, the next issue we had on here was plan your equipment and have backups.
Well, that goes with picking your proteins, too, because if you say pork chops, well, right. I'm probably going to have a different method than some people. Or if you say something like a tri-tip, you know, I'm right. going to do offset or I'm going to smoke it. So
yep.
your equipment, and I think more and more people have several different pieces now.
Right. Yep. Well, at least we do, and so we can talk about that. But having a backup, you know, the infamous, my propane tank just emptied in the middle of a cook, right? That's happened. If you grill at all, that's happened to everybody, right? And so I've always got an extra full one in the garage so that
well,
if that happens.
Well, it says plan your equipment.
Right.
If you're really planning, you'll hard pipe that.
Well, yeah, you could. But I have a propane grill and I have natural gas where I live in the city.
Oh, you can convert it.
I understand, but I just haven't.
Oh, you're not planning very well.
Well, then. No, I'm just I'm just cooking is what I'm doing.
That you're just.
But
something.
That's what the valve on the grill's for. I don't have to shut the thing off and on every time, right? That's good. But.
Yeah, I know, and. People who do grill a lot like you and I mean, I don't even know how many propane tanks I've got.
Right.
But I always have at least 3 or 4 full ones.
Why is that? I thought you're all hard piped.
I am, but I have a deep fryer. I have one I take up to deer camp. I have a heater for deer. I got all this stuff that still right. takes us. Some little portable heaters and stuff like that.
Yep.
Plus, I mean, I don't want to have to grab one. I think I'm going to probably... put a little propane grill out by the pool, although I have gas out there too, but yeah. I need one more grill somewhere.
Sure you do. Sure you do. That's a spoken like a true grilling guy. I need one more grill
well,
somewhere.
Well, I got my grilling shack done, and I've only got 3 grills in there and a deep fryer, and there's no room for another one. I'm kind of bummed.
Right. One last thing that's important with the party is make sure you have food storage afterwards. There's always leftovers, and you're going to want to send them home with people, so... Get some of those little ones. You can go to the dollar store and get the little, I don't know, they aren't Tupperware.
Ziplocs.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever they are. And send those on with people because you're going to make more fresh the next day. But
yeah.
Anyway, your list of grilling guys. Next up, some Mac and Piggy. Stick with us. We'll be back.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport. It's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guys...
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. Big weekend for us. We're going to be out at the Red, White, and Blue Festival at Berlin Raceway later today. Come out and join us. We'll cover that a little later in the show. But the Bootstrap Boys right there brought us back. That's one of the bands that's going to be out there tonight. So come on out and join us. It's $25 if you don't have your tickets already. That includes parking. We'll be able to feed you out there, and they'll water you. So all you need to do is show up. According to Bob, you need to bring a cowboy hat, though.
Water? So, come on. Yeah, water? Right. Really?
Well, right. Well, yeah, we'll have some. That's what we're serving. But, you know, there'll be some barley pops out there. You just, you know, got to go right place to get them. But anyway, Barbecue Bob, we got the takeout going over in Lowell.
Yes, sir.
And we've been doing it now about a month. Give us a little rundown on what's going on, and then – you got a new item that seems to be taking off a little bit in this Mac and Piggy. So I just want to give everybody a little rundown of the place.
You know, and that's popular in a lot of places. And one of my young ladies there prompted me to serve it. And I've never been big on it. I like making Southern Mac, but, you know, the thought of putting pulled pork on it just didn't thrill me. But I do it and people like it.
So your bank account is thrilled with it, but maybe not the cook.
Well,
huh?
What I did the other night, Thursday night when I was cleaning up, I had a little bit of Mac left over, so I put a little dish on there, and I took the castaways from the brisket pan.
Right.
You know, there's always all kinds of little chunks, and I threw that on top. Now that worked.
Okay, much better with the brisket than the pulled pork.
Well, I make a really crazy au jus and treatment for my brisket, and that broth is like gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I should can it and sell it because right. you can put it on a bone and make it good.
Right, right. So the mac and cheese that you make is a white cheddar mac and cheese. It's fabulous. Got a little crumb crust on it. You've shared that recipe with me before.
Yeah, I'm switching over to my Southern Mac next week. Yeah, I really like my old style of macaroni and cheese, and I also have to find something that's stable in a warming dish, and so you got to be really careful with, you know, the way you make your cheese sauce. Mm-hmm. So that it won't congeal, won't get too thick too quick.
Yep.
So, you know, it's just one of the, especially if you don't sell any for an hour or two.
Right.
Sure. And that can happen. I mean, you can't tell what's going to sell when.
Right.
You have to have all this stuff ready, or it's not a takeout. It's a order in and wait.
Yep. Yep. I get it. So did you put any barbecue sauce on that mac and
yeah.
piggy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Just a drizzle a little bit on the
top? A little Memphis sauce. And, when you showed up Thursday night, I was just finishing up a spicy version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It is. I think I found my new love. It was really simple. I just took a base sauce. I don't try and use tomato sauce or ketchup. I buy a base from, I can't think of it. It's called Master Blend or something like that. And it's just called base sauce. It's basically ketchup, but... I find it to be one that works well in making a sauce. And then I add, I put sugar, brown sugar, vinegar. This time I put the vinegar actually from the pickled jalapenos in there to try and give it a kick. it wasn't enough kick. So I have some of this hell powder.
Great.
And I put the hell powder in there, and it's just like so perfect now. But that wasn't enough either. So I took some of the jalapenos and I pureed them and put that in there and then blended the whole thing together. And it is just like the best sauce I've ever made.
Good.
And I think the next thing I'm going to make is that jerk sauce that I made for Shaggy when he was in town, because that was really good too, and it's really unique. And I want to have some things that are just unique that people will say, "Hey, remember that one thing you had?" You know, instead of just, "Oh yeah, I've got Sweet Baby Ray's,"
right?
Because that's some lame stuff right there.
Right. Well, it's commercial. A lot of people like it, but it's good. It's all good. So the Grilling Guys takeout is up and running. Where are you at? You're 501
well,
Ottawa, right?
Right now, but it looks like we're going to have to move because I think the kitchen is going to close. Sabor Mexicano moved, and she's wanting to raise the rents to cover. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really feel like I want to pay more money just because you lost a client. So I think making a deal down the road, and if this works out, I'll be in an even better location, easy in and easy out, right, visible from the main highway. It'll be, we'll let you know in a week or two. But yeah, that kitchen's great because Sabor made it great. Other than that, it's not my perfect place.
Right.
It's just the place I have.
Right. It was a place. It is a place to start. It works. But, you know, business is business and things happen.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the way it rolls.
And, yeah. Well, what I've decided is that having any location is good enough. But right. I just want a little bit better exposure.
Yeah. It'd be nice to get stable so that people know where you are and they can count on it. And this is just all part of a small business, starting up a small business and getting it going.
You get surprises.
It's all good. It's all good, guys, and we're not going anywhere, but we are going somewhere all at the same time.
Figure that out.
Right, yeah. So anyway, let's talk a little about it's almost time for corn on the cob. It's usually in August, generally when it hits, but you're seeing stuff that comes in from other states
now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Florida corn's up.
And it's starting to become affordable a little bit. You know, it's not a dollar an ear that it is earlier in the season. So, you know, you can get on it. But talk to me about grilling corn. What do you like to do with that?
There's so many ways to do it. I think, you know, everybody has their opinion on what you should do and shouldn't do. One of the things, I mean, when you start doing it the first time, you know, you listen to that expert and he goes, well, you soak your corn for 2 hours, blah, 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 or you peel the husk back or pull the silk off, put the husk back. That's too much work. I'll tell you what I have done plenty of times is I've taken a ear of corn and just thrown it on the grill with the husk and everything on it.
Right.
That silk disintegrates. It's just gone. I don't know where it goes, but right. In my belly probably.
Yeah.
And that works out great. You can also peel it back and you can oil it and throw it on the grill on light heat and do it that way. Throw some garlic salt on it, some butter EVO from Old World Olive Company, something like that.
My favorite way to do it, if I've got a bunch of people that we're going to feed, is cooler corn.
Well, that's not grilling it, though.
Well, that's true. That's true. It but that's a quick way to
you
get
like
it
to
done.
You grill in your cooler?
Right. But it's just what it sounds like. You put it in a cooler and you get your turkey fryer out and boil some water in you know 3 or 4 gallons.
Then good luck carrying it.
Right, yeah, right. But what you're doing is you're putting very hot water on a cooler full of corn, shut the lid, and it'll cook and steam
about
itself.
About a half hour,
you got enough corn for everybody and it's right in the husks. It's just like you got it from the farm.
Well then again you're reaching into this hot box right. Pulling out ears.
Right. That's you what tongs
some,
are for.
You better have some silicone gloves
right.
To be shucking those for your friends.
Right.
Here's one thing I would tell you is if you're going to do that, the end of the ear, the end of the ear where it's connected to the stalk, take your knife and go up about 2 rows of corn and cut that right off there. When you pull it out of the cooler, you take those silicone gloves and you just squeeze that end and it'll all shoot out the other end. you could put an eye out with that thing. I'll tell you, right. She'd slide right out of there.
Right, and all the silk stays with the the shuck.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's silicone.
Right. So, so you're cutting through it, and then you just squeeze the...
You do. You squeeze it, and it just saves you a bunch of mess. Plus, you just have this empty sheath.
Right, that you throw in the trash can.
Yep.
Ready to go, man.
In your compost pile.
Yep. Squash, zucchinis, yellow squash, zucchinis, all that stuff's here now. Great way. Cut them lengthways.
I just went to that.
Up.
I went to that farmer's market at Impact Church in Lowell. It's on the highway there.
Mm-hmm.
And there weren't very many vegetable people there, but I'll tell you when we get back from this break, Conrad's giving me the hook.
All right. You listen to The Grillin' Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu.
Grew up in the sticks, a standard American song bitch. His shirt says Val, but his real name's Fred. Got grease on his hands and sweat on his head. Pants so black and arms all
Welcome
scarred.
Back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM and all of our affiliates. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. Hey, that was Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. They're going to be out at the Red, White, and Blue Festival tonight. They're, again, one of these great bands that maybe you've never heard of, but you got to come out and listen, then
weren't
you can say
at,
you do.
Weren't they at the VFW Hall or the American Legion Hall?
Not Aaron Paul, who's going to be there, was there, but right. Not Gunner. Gunner's
we were busy
orchard
slinging.
Farmer
okay.
up on the ridge.
Oh. Nice, but he's also a good musician, as you can
you
tell.
You say up on the ridge, you're talking about Fruit Ridge?
Exactly.
Isn't that funny?
Right.
A little colloquialism like that.
Right.
The Ridge. You just know where it is.
Right, that's on the north.
Who hasn't taken Fruit Ridge?
Right, northwest side of Grand Rapids up there where all the orchards are. If you're from out of town, just a really cool part of our community, a big fruit farmers.
My wife's college roommate was from that area, and that's how I first found Fruit Ridge.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Kind
Pretty
of
cool.
Takes you back.
Right. So we were just getting started to talk about the squash that are coming out of the garden now. So let's touch
I'm
on that again.
I'm at that Impact Fruit Market and the farmer's market. And, I mean, everybody's selling all kinds of stuff there. And it's kind of cool. It's right across from the Meyer store on M21 coming into Lowell, Impact Church. And they've got this farmer's market there. Great location for it, by the way. And there was all sorts of stuff there. But I found this nice little farm that had eggs, beautiful brown eggs, and she had, I mean, the first good tomato I've had this year. My mouth's watering right now. I had one this morning before I took off.
Yeah.
They're perfect. And she had yellow squash, zucchini, beautiful cucumber. I don't know. This lady, she's it, like I was talking last week about this grand solar minimum. It's got everything growing like mad, and she said her garden has just exploded this year, which is cool. Mine has not. The weeds have.
Right.
But so I picked up these yellow squash and zucchini, and I love to cut those into spears. I'll like quarter them basically if they're small enough, and then I'll soak them in a Ziploc bag with cheap zesty Italian, and that's honestly all you need. And throw them on the grill for a couple minutes on the meat side down. I don't care about the skin side so much, but I want to get at that center and crisp it up just a touch, get some grill marks on it.
Well, and that
Italian dressing has a little oil in it. So if you've got a hot grill, it puts some really nice grill marks on on your zucchini.
And
be careful, guys.
honestly, you know, zucchini and squash, those things are so healthy and so good for you.
Right.
That it's a way to trick your kids into eating it.
Right.
Because it looks like a giant French fry or something, you know, especially the yellow ones. But they're just, you know, it's just more finger food.
Right.
And they're so good. Once you get people to try it, they'll actually decide that they never knew they liked it.
That zesty Italian really makes a difference.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's just the cheapest bottle you can find because all you're doing is marinating in it. And then you just take them out and put them on that hot grill a couple minutes.
Yep.
On the meat side, and then you're good to go.
I'll marinate those for 2 or 3 hours on the countertop.
Yep.
You don't need to refrigerate them. But the cutting the stuff into spears makes it easier to grill.
Right.
I used to cut them into big slabs, but then you're flipping over a bunch of silver dollars, and that's just a pain on the knuckles because that's hot.
Right.
So this is the easy way to do it. I'm finding, you know, the more stuff I have to grill, easy is really nice. And I have these wonderful accoutrements, right? I have these stainless baskets and all this cool stuff. I have this one that looks like a Jiffy Pop popcorn maker or something. You know, it's a big screen basket, all stainless. That is the handiest thing I've ever grilled with, and I wish I could find another one. I think I got it from Mr. Grill or somebody like that online, who I used to rep for. But that something like that is just a fantastic.
What are you cooking in it?
Well. Believe it or not, I did shish kebabs in it the other night. My brother came over, and I had some sirloin from that cow I got. It's just fantastic.
Sirloin's the best meat on earth for kebabs.
This one is so tender.
The best.
It's so tender. It's like filet mignon. It's beautiful. And so I cut them up into nice cubes. I probably marinated it for 6 to 8 hours in the fridge, and I put in some onions and mushrooms with it. And then I cut up some peppers. I threw it all in that basket and threw in some mushrooms, and I just kept flipping it over, and I didn't have to skewer it.
Right.
There's still shish kebabs, but not really.
Yeah.
Because I didn't
diced vegetables and meat is what you're doing.
I didn't have to do the whole skewer thing, and then you're trying to turn the skewer, trying to get the tomato not to fall off. The other cool thing is I could throw my tomatoes in the last couple minutes.
Right.
Because that's all they need.
Like little cherry tomatoes or plum tomatoes?
No, these beautiful ones I got at the farmer's market.
Okay.
And, oh, my gosh, they were so good. I mean.
What do you use for seasoning on all of that?
The recipe that's on our website.
Okay.
It's called Charlie Jabor's Shish Kebab. It's my father-in-law.
Right.
And I come to find out it really wasn't his recipe.
Well.
And none of my
that's
recipes.
That's how you got it.
None of my recipes are my recipes.
Right. Yeah.
They're just things I've adulterated.
Right. Well, you know, you start with somebody else's recipe, you change it to one thing, it becomes your recipe.
Just to keep from getting sued. Yes.
Right. Right. Yeah. Especially guys like us. Right. But these baskets are good because nothing falls through your grates down to your flame if you're using the basket. That works really good for grilling vegetables, small pieces of meat. And the key again to shish kebabs is cut all of your meat the same size when you're cubing it up, because the small ones get done quicker, bigger ones take more time, and you don't want to serve anything raw or overdone. So to the best of your ability, cut them all the same size, and that makes for a wonderful shish kebab, skewered or unskewered as it may be.
Absolutely.
So, how are we doing on time, Conrad?
Got about 3 minutes.
Oh, man. No, we better talk about some more stuff then. But when was the last time you cleaned your grill? That's a rhetorical question for all you listeners out there. But this is important because if you're not using a basket, stuff falls through. And depending on the kind of grill you have, it probably got charred a bit when it got down there. But that stuff draws bugs. If it's not fully cooked, or even if it is between cooks and stuff. So I'm not saying you have to clean out your grill every time, but if you've got a charcoal grill, you better do it every other time.
You know, this is something else I have to give you credit for. You, I think, have been very good about cleaning your grill.
Right.
And I got very lax over the years because I was carrying one around all the time, doing demos, grilling every day. And it just, you know, I didn't even want to have to load it and unload it after a while. And the last thing I wanted to do is take my Saturday and tear a grill apart.
Right.
Until I did a demo, and this lady said, "Oh, your grill's really dirty." And I thought, it is. It just got that way after a while. And I was pretty embarrassed. So after that, I started paying a lot more attention to it because I thought, man, you can't be lax about that. You're serving food on it.
Right.
Right?
Yep. But clean it, tear it down. I'm not saying take everything apart, but to the extent that all the loose pieces can come out and you can get in there and clean up ash, you can clean up drop food.
Oh, my gosh.
Food, you can
grease
clean
and stuff grease, that deposits in there is crazy after a while. You know, I moved my gas grill and my burners burn out and I had to buy new ones. And so I had to tear the thing all the way apart.
Right.
And once I tore it apart, it was much easier than I feared because it's such a big, it's that big tech Stirling.
Right.
It's a big, heavy beast. And it's just like, just another stew. I've got too many things to do to worry about that. Well, once I tore it apart, I thought, yeah, this thing's really dirty in here. It wasn't horrible, but grease gets into places that you don't know exist.
Right.
So once you pop out a couple burners and a few things like that, all of a sudden it's like, oh, now I can get some degreaser on here. So I cleaned it all up, put it back together, and guess what? I feel really good about that.
Well, and it's working like it should. Again, not that it wasn't before.
That didn't affect anything. It was in places that just didn't matter. But I think, you know, for no other reason than peace of mind, it's really nice to have that grease out of the way. And especially if you have a drip pan on yours, that's the biggie. That's the one you want to keep clean because that will collect all the acids and all the things from your grilling that you'll want to keep from corroding it.
Hey, make sure to come out and see us this afternoon and evening at the Red, White, and Blue Festival at the Berlin Raceway. That's in Marne. It's $25 to get in. That includes your parking, and you get to listen to six bands that are going to be out there. The first one starts at 3 o'clock. They're going to go straight through all the way till about 10. Grilling Guys will be out there with our takeout, and you're going to enjoy some great barbecue if you stop by and see us. We'd like to meet you. So,
yeah, we're hitting the road here shortly, so please come and see us.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for tuning in each and every week. Look forward to meeting a bunch of you this evening, and be safe, and fire up a grill in your neighborhood. See ya.